painful hook. Ian comes to a standstill in the kitchen, his hazel eyes zeroing in on me.
My sister-in-law does yoga with one of the sellers,
Ginny continues at her usual breathless speed.
He told her they're putting it on the market at the end of the month. Apparently his husband got a big new job out of town, so it's all very rushed. But maybe, and I don't want to promise anything here, but maybe that means they're motivated enough to take an offer now before they list publicly.
A surge of hope, that familiar poison, makes my heart stutter. This is the fantasy, the urban legend that everyone house hunting in this godforsaken market latches onto at some point. You hear about a friend of a friend, in my case it was the cousin of a coworker, who got an inside tip about a house before it hit the market, who swooped in and bought it before the masses could even think about descending. You hope and wish and pray the same thing will happen to you. You take detours through your target neighborhood, scouting for a moving truck or an estate sale sign, any hint at all that might give you the jump on a place before it officially comes up for sale. You know the odds aren't in your favor. And yet, it has to happen for someone, right?
Right?
You're sure it's in Grovemont? I ask Ginny. My voice a stage whisper, like I'm afraid the secret will get out. Someone lays on their horn three stories below, a well-timed reminder of why I hate this place so much.
Sure is, kiddo, she says. My sister-in-law's been inside. She says it's stunning. I'm in the car, but I'm gonna have Travis send you the address so you and Ian can go have a look from the street. Let me know what you think as soon as you can.
Even before the email from Ginny's assistant lands in my inbox, I feel the thing that I promised myself I would stop feeling. A hunch that this house could be the one. Why else would my real estate agent, of all the rabid, razor-elbowed agents in Washington, have been the one to score such an extraordinary piece of intel? Or maybe it's that I have to believe it's the one. Like a self-preservation thing. Because otherwise, I am terrified that we have really, truly, finally run out of options. Ian and I have been stuck here in an apartment so small you can vacuum almost all of it from a single outlet for 18 increasingly hellish months. The first 6 or 7 of those drifted by in a kind of placid denial. We still fucked like it would be ideal if I got pregnant immediately. Like, obviously, we'd be out of here and settled into the new house whenever the baby arrived. This was always part of the plan, after all, when we decided to sell our starter home. We had to get the money out of it if we were ever going to afford the dream house in the burbs, so it was unavoidable that we'd have to spend a little while renting. And it's not like we went in totally blind. We sold the last place, a falling-apart row house almost far west enough to count as Logan Circle, in the fall of 2020, the point in the pandemic when everyone realized that if COVID didn't suffocate them, spending another minute within the same four walls probably would. DC, like everywhere else, was already in the middle of a housing shortage, and now hordes of buyers desperate for more space were making it infinitely worse. But when you're a gentrifier, this is the moment you pounce. Ian and I had lived in that row house for nearly a decade. We'd debated gunshots or fireworks almost as frequently as Thai or Mexican food. When you invest in a transitioning neighborhood, that's just what you sign up for. The payout on the other side, once the city's hottest restaurants have opened a few blocks away, once you're within walking distance of not one but two Whole Foods, is the reason you slog through. So yeah, I knew it might take a minute to find the forever home, but clearly this was the time to cash in. And who could argue with that logic after the row house, even with its flooding basement and bad DIY kitchen reno, sold in a single weekend for more than double what we'd paid? At first, my plan seemed to be working. Less than a month after we moved into the apartment, a house that checked all the boxes hit the market. It was a fully remodeled 1940s colonial, my favorite style, in Grovemont, my favorite neighborhood, well under our budget. I thought maybe we wouldn't even have to pay for a second month on the storage unit. Then it